So as we look over the last, let's see, how many years? 40,
43.
43 years. How has the floral industry changed? I'm thinking about technology and social media and online orders.
Oh yeah. It is blossom huge.
To use a word, blossom.
Yeah, blossomed. It is blossom. Social media has been a game changer, and personally, I don't use it to the fullest extent that I should. But yes, that's a game changer. Computers, game changer. I mean, you can go on and you can, nowadays we have our system, you can look and see how many times they bought, who they bought for, what they spent, you know, et cetera. So, I mean, it makes it so much easier to have that at your fingertips. And so,
Do people order from you online?
yes, we have e-commerce. Yes, they can order online.
So that's been a big deal. You probably get a lot of business on that.
Yes, you do. And we have to control that too sometimes, because you can get too much on like a holiday, you know, here I am again, because you get so much you can't. So you have to say when and how, but we do try to take care of everybody. Yes.
So some people may have, I didn't even think about this, order online, have it delivered, and never come into your store at all.
And now we have AI calls.
Artificial intelligence? Are you really?
Yeah. This guy, he does it all the time. He goes, and he'll always pick it up like at 4 o'clock on his way home from work. He goes, "I used AI to order these flowers." So they'll call and order for him, or how he puts it in and they call and order
Really?
it.
I use it myself to ask questions, but I didn't. This is really going to take over a lot of.
Yeah, the only thing I can think about is thank God we're a handmade, hand-delivered product, because I don't think you can do it. I know that you can do pictures of flowers for your website, maybe on a for AI, but thank goodness you can't make it, because we're handmade, hand-delivered.
Yeah.
I just got to keep that in mind.
Unless a robot took over.
Yeah, which they probably have tried that, you know.
Customers and their preferences for flowers or arrangements, has that changed over the years? Like in the 83 when you started, is it different today when people ask?
Back then, I didn't know anyone. I soon learned, you know, about what people in my mind and in my filing cabinet. I do, when I, like, I had never been in your home, but now I know, kind of, I get it. You know what I mean? Like you like a contemporary
Margaret
look,
does, right?
yeah, look, or, and today I just kind of bought a gardening, just like a touch of fall, you
That
know,
was
for you,
nice.
but just for fun, but.
Tony brought some flowers in here this morning. So then it's
Well,
you start getting to know the customer,
yeah,
is
get
that
to
what you're
know the
saying?
customer and know what they like and dislike, or what they like in their home or they don't like. So that has taken years. So I always think about what will happen if I'm not there to do it for them, or, you know, if they depend, you know, what I feel like I don't want to say like I own them, but I know kind of what they like or don't like. Or, you know, if I go to their house, I see something somebody else sent, I'm like, oh my gosh, somebody else sent this, and it doesn't match their home, but, you know, that's okay. But yeah, they still say no carnations, and they that's my favorite one. Or here's my favorite thing. They go, "Now it's for a dinner party and we want it low so people can see over it." So that's my pet peeve, because I know that it should be low and people can see over it. I don't want to make it tall. You know what I mean? But I feel like they are always micromanaging still after all these years, when I know that it's supposed to be
Right. Sitting at a
low.
table, have a high handle.
You want it
You
to
got
be
to look
low.
around.
Yeah. I think that's the pet peeve of most people. Well, I went somewhere and it was too tall and I couldn't see over it, and, you know, just different things. It's interesting.
Is there any customer request or order or memorable event that triggers your mind, that stands out, that somebody, you know, does somebody ever order black roses?
One time we did a wedding and they wanted it to have peppers. Like, they wanted peppers, like an arm bouquet of peppers for their bridal bouquet, and I'll always remember that.
And you provided it.
I provided it. Did a little garland for their dog of peppers, and
You were invited to do the inaugural flowers for George W.
there's
Bush's
two.
second term. Uh-huh. How did that all come about?
Well, I was on the Society of American Florists Retail Council. And so we had meetings in Washington, D.C., and we lobby for different things for the floral industry. When it came time for the inaugural, they said, would you like to come? And I said, well, sure. You know, so we had, there were 200 of us. So there were designers, and then there were people that helped you get where you needed to be and took care of the flowers and all that. So I worked on the Cheney Bush, well, Cheney mainly, at the convention center, their ballroom. Like, they had different ballrooms.
Vice President Cheney's, yeah, his party.
But George Bush was going to be there too. So I worked on the entryway and then worked on the staging for the photographs.
Really?
So we did like big arrangements and then. So that was quite interesting to do. I just went by myself and met different florists from across the United States, and we would all take a bus to where we needed to be. We always had to go through security, and so we would go as far as our badge would let us go.
But the flowers were ordered from someplace. Certainly you weren't bringing flowers.
No, I didn't. I wasn't in charge of that.
You were there as a designer and a presenter.
They were like, we made these big topiaries that were really big. And so they would go, okay, you three make these five-foot topiaries. And then when you get done with that, go to the stage and do the big arrangements there and then go to the entryway. Mm-hmm. So it's very organized.
You get to go to any of the balls so you could see or
no
work?
Actually, what we did is we got on a train and everybody was on the subway or whatever they call it there, and they were all dressed up and they had their tennis shoes on with their heels in their pockets and their coats, and we would go, what ball are you going to? And we tell them, you know, different ways. And we went to eat somewhere. We didn't go to the ball or anything.
We'd
been in the room enough, but we had a good time. We went to the parade, and then we walked all over. It was fun.
When you said when that electric outage, how people came and helped you, and you felt the love. So don't you feel your shop has become part of people's lives? And you've celebrated births with them, weddings and funerals, mm-hmm. and you become part of their life, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. What's really interesting is when you did a wedding, and then you've done their children's wedding.
Oh.
So that kind of makes, I don't know whether to feel old or to, or to feel, you know, but, and then if you've done all their family's weddings, you know, like three girls in a, you know, so that's always been fun. I mean, I'm very honored to do that, that they trust me to do that enough.
So then you can do grandchildren weddings, and I remember I did your grandmother stories and flowers. You can tell them that,
yeah,
too, right?
Yeah.
And some of them may be alive, and some of them may not be.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That must be a nice side effect that you didn't anticipate, probably, mm-hmm. when you got into the business.
No, I did not. I did not anticipate growing to love so many customers or people or care about them or... I didn't realize that would happen. I didn't feel like I would have feelings, you know, like you can't just walk away from it. You have feelings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you become involved in their stories, and some of them are not fun, but you're there to support them.
Uh-huh. I never thought I would do, you know, funerals of my florist friends that I was with, you know, I knew, and, you know, like I never thought I would do their last floral tribute or things like that, you know. So it's kind of interesting.
Yes.